Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you on this edition. The lines are open, and we invite your calls now to 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or something you'd like to talk about, maybe an election or something like that, why give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go directly to our phone lines today and talk with Calvin, who's calling from Chickamauga, Georgia. Hi, Calvin. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Doing well. What's on your mind today?
Does this sound normal for a believer that he could be depressed, anxiety, and has a tendency to have high blood pressure because he stays stressed? And I'm one of those. I am saved, but it's like I am checking my blood pressure every, you know, three or four times a day. I mean, three or four times an hour. And I'm thinking, you know, why am I a saved person? Why am I so fear of dying? And why do I let Satan control me like this?
Well, Calvin, that's an excellent question. Yes. And I think it's definitely normal, within the range of normal, so to speak. Otherwise, the Bible wouldn't speak about those things. For example, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, don't be anxious about anything. Well, why would he say that if we didn't have a tendency to be anxious about things? And normally our anxieties are anxieties about the future. What does the future hold? That's why we're constantly looking for leaders who can promise a brighter future for us to help alleviate some of those anxieties. But most of the time when we start projecting out into the future, our future is dark, it's dim, it doesn't have much positive to it, and that starts affecting us today. That starts making us feel anxious about what tomorrow's going to bring, and if we live there very long, then anxiety is going to become a perpetual state for us. Very difficult to just break out of that overnight because you didn't get there overnight, so to speak. So it's normal to feel those things. Certainly, you know, we all have money pressures, so the stresses of that can press on us and can cause us to be fearful. Certainly, we see all of the illnesses out there in the world and how people are dying. I think as Christians, we're not afraid of death. We know where we're going to be upon the death of this body. We're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. It's the dying process that scares us, yes, to death, that we're not real, not real anxious to go through. But I think we just have to keep coming back to the fact of Jesus. Who is Jesus? Is he in control? Can I relax within his realm? I know for me, a couple of years ago, Calvin, I went through a very, very stressful ordeal. So stressful, it put me in the hospital. Blood pressure, when Gina took me to that emergency room, my blood pressure was off the charts. The nurse took it, and all of a sudden, I just had a whole bevy of doctors and nurses in there paying attention to me. And they got me under their care as quickly as they possibly could. Well, why did I get there? How did I get there? Because I was in a stressful situation, and I was trying to control it myself. I was trying to produce an outcome that I had no power to produce. And the more I tried, the more the stress grew. And it just reached a point where my body said, no more. This is going to come to an end. And so I think a lot of times we put stress on ourselves when we try to produce a particular outcome, even though that outcome may be a good one, may be a noble one. It may be a positive thing. But if I'm trying to do it myself, then I'm putting myself under a pressure, under a stress that I'm not that I'm not meant to bear as a human being. Only God can produce outcomes. Only He can bring about results. And that's why we have to step back and say, Lord Jesus, thank You that You are in control, that I can, through prayer, make my requests known unto You, that I can thank You because You are God. This problem is not too big for You, and I can release it into Your hands. And when we start to learn how to release those things into the hands of the Lord Jesus, that's when we start to really experience peace in our own souls.
And that's the thing with it, Bob. I am praying and praying and praying. God, please help me. Show me how to surrender. Leave it all in Your hand. You know, take this stress and stuff away. It's going to be going on 3 or 4 years. And it's
Is it job-related or health-related? Or
I think it's more of health-related. Just like I said, I go to the doctor and they've done blood work. Everything's fine. You know, the only thing that I really have a problem with is my blood pressure. And I know with the good Lord up above, probably chances are blood pressure ain't what's going to take me out. It's when it comes my time to go, my day is numbered, and He's going to call me home. And why? And I ask Him, God, please help me over this. I don't want to stress over my blood pressure, and I think that's what keeps it worked up. But I just want to know how I can just surrender all and put it in His hands and let it be instead of praying about it. And then since I get through praying, I go right back to, dwelling on it, stressing on it.
Well, Calvin, I think the key there is to be thankful. I think that is the key to a walk of faith, is to be thankful for the health that you have, for the fact that God is alive living in you. I think that's to me, that's step one. And that's what I had to become. I had to become thankful that God certainly was in control. I think there are, and I'm sure you're doing these things. I'm sure you're walking and doing stuff like that that is going to be a positive benefit as far as your health is concerned. But I think the biggest factor there is learning to say thank you to the Lord Jesus. That's why that passage in Ephesians is so vitally important, because that's what it says, in all these things through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. That's the key attitude. When that thanksgiving is there, then you have Christ as a guard over your heart and mind. So I would just say, Calvin, this. Ask the Lord to put thankfulness inside of you. And I think as your heart starts to overflow with thankfulness, you're going to see some positive things happen there. But I also want to do this for you, Calvin. Understand what you're going through. I've been there. We've produced a CD series called The Breakout, and it's a look at how to break out of these emotional worries and anxieties that we have. There's some very practical help in there, and I'd love to put that in your hands, okay?
Well, I very well appreciate that, Bob. And I guess best thing for me to do tomorrow, too, is not keep too much eye on the election, correct?
I think that's right. I tell you, we've had, just looking at Facebook feed and all the posts there, We've got a lot of Christians wringing their hands over this thing as if God isn't in control, as if Jesus doesn't already know the outcome and already know how this is all going to play out. So I think we really have to step back and ask the question. I think this is the most important question that we can ask, and it was a question that Jesus actually posed to His disciples. And it was this. I think it's the most compelling question that's ever been asked. He looked at His disciples and said, "Who do you say that I am?" Well, we often just isolate that as a salvation verse, as an apologetic verse, a defense of the faith type verse, but it's something that we need to ask ourselves in the throes of life, kind of in the nitty gritty of life. Right now, in this current situation that I find myself in, who do I say that Jesus is? Is he just the man upstairs? Is he just a good moral teacher? Or right now, do I truly believe that he is God and that he is bigger than this problem that I find myself in? And if you can say that, then that's the step to that heart of thankfulness.
I really do. I do believe in that, Bob, because in all honesty, I'll say this and let it go, but never in 46 years I've ever seen an election like this. And I just can't take neither one of them seriously. To me, it's a comedy thing. And that's the reason I know at the end of, when it's all said and done, all this don't matter. God's in control. He was here at the beginning. He'll be there when it's all said and done.
Absolutely. Calvin, I hear a sweet little voice in the background there, and that little one probably is a lot better object to put your attention on than that election.
I'll leave that.
All right.
But guys, I appreciate your time talking to me, and God bless y'all.
Well, you too, yeah. Calvin. You hold the line. We'll send that CD series to you. Once you listen through it, call us back, okay?
Will do, buddy.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Calvin. God bless, my friend.
Yeah, and friends, if you'd like to be a part of this conversation on this edition of Basic Gospel, the number is 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now, 844-322-2742. Guys, and our friends who are listening, we have just recently become aware of a statistic that's really, really heartbreaking. It's that 22 U.S. veterans take their own lives every single day, almost one per hour. Now, these men and women, of course, are so much more than statistics. They're people who have served our country many times, and most of them in harm's way, only to return home to be largely forgotten and ignored. Well, at Basic Gospel, we want to help and encourage our veterans. And friends, we hope you feel that way too. So we've put together a packet of hope to encourage our vets to embrace the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this packet includes Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, the Drive the Stake CD, the CD series, The Breakout, which of course gives a biblical approach to anxiety and depression. For just $22, you can give the gift of hope to a veteran. Visit basicgospel.net/vet. to provide packets for the veterans you know. And listen to this. If you are a vet, use that same link and click I'm a Veteran to request your free packet. Again, that's basicgospel.net/vet.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks for that. We're launching that today.
Yes.
You know, years ago, I lived in Louisville, Kentucky. And, of course, throughout being involved in ministry, I've had the opportunity to work with vets. But I've been in veterans' hospitals. I've seen people that have suffered mentally, physically, as a result of their service. They've had a hard time adjusting to civilian life, really making that transition in a very smooth way. But these are people who need help, need people to come alongside them and say, we care. So as I watched not too long ago, NBC, they put on an event. It was a commanders in chief town hall meeting. They interviewed both candidates about what they would do as commander in chief. And one of the key issues was what are they going to do for veterans? And I was really impressed with how both candidates talked about the veterans' issues. And then, of course, both cited this alarming statistic about 22 veterans committing suicide each and every day. And so God just hit me in my forehead with a big old 2x4 and said, what are you going to do to help? I mean, this isn't something that is a political problem that demands a political solution. These are people that need hope, that need encouragement, that need the love of Jesus Christ. And so we got together as a team and we started asking some of those questions. How can we specifically help, and how can we involve our entire listenership? And so today we are launching this Honor, Respect, Dignity campaign, and we want to fight for those who have fought for us by sending these packets of hope. So we encourage you today to go to that website, basicgospel.net/vet, and make a contribution of $22 so that we can send a package of hope to veterans. If you're listening today, and as Bob said, and you're a veteran, we want you to go to this website as well and click the I'm a Vet link. It's in bright yellow. You won't miss it. Click that, fill out the information, and we'll get this packet to you. And if there's other ways that we can serve you as a ministry, we want to do that. I think this is just the beginning of an outreach that Basic Gospel can do to bring help and hope to a group within our society that sometimes feels like they've been abandoned.
Yeah.
Sometimes feel like that their country has forgotten them, that they're just in the shadows. We want to help bring them out of the shadows and help them understand that God cares, that God loves, and he has sent help and hope in his son, Jesus Christ, the one who made the ultimate sacrifice. So join in us and give honor, respect, and dignity to those who justly deserve it. Help fight for those who have fought for us.
Again, visit that website, basicgospel.net/vet.
Well, thank you, Bob. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk with Trish listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Trish.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. What's on your mind?
Well, Calvin, kind of, I wanted to say something to him, and I hope he's listening. Sometimes we are so caught up in ourselves, sometimes we can't even hear God, him talking to us. And I would suggest that, Calvin, just be still. Sometimes just being still and not obsessing with what's wrong with you, what's going on, whatever. Just be still and listen for God, because sometimes he will tell you in his time what's going on. So I just wanted to tell him that. Get out, do some exercise, and just now go help people. I've helped the homeless. I've helped a lot of people out, giving them little dinners and such. And you know what? It really made my heart feel good. And you take yourself off of yourself when you're doing something good for somebody else. Yeah. Remember that.
Yeah.
Well, good words, Trish. I appreciate that input, those insights, and thanks for joining the conversation today. We greatly appreciate that.
Indeed.
Sure. I have one more question. What happened to the young man that had brain cancer? It seems like we never hear from him anymore.
Was it Ryan? I believe it was Ryan.
Yeah, in Alberta, Canada. We heard from him about a month ago, or maybe a little longer than that. And had just one of the most amazing testimonies that day.
I heard that.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him since. We'll put a tickler in our notes and get in touch with him and see how he's doing. But I know many people like yourself have been praying for him, and he greatly appreciates that. He certainly, in connecting with the love of Christ through this ministry, has felt the outpouring of that love through the many listeners and their prayers for him. So, Trish, thanks for being one of those.
Sure. You all take care, and God bless, and I love each and every one of you.
Thanks,
well, thank
Trish,
you, Trish. So we sure appreciate that. That means a lot.
Indeed, we do.
God bless you. Well, let's go to Plano, Texas, and talk with Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I really enjoy your show. I listen to you. I just refound you guys. I think I used to listen to you years ago when you were People to People, I believe.
Yeah. That's right.
Because I recognize your voices.
Well, glad you found us again. That means a lot.
Well, I have a question, and somebody brought the question to me that I've been trying to talk to them about Christ. And here recently, you know, pretty close to the Metroplex, there was a young girl that was killed, taken out of a church, and they found her body a couple of days ago. And the question that the lady asked me was, why does God let things like that happen to people, especially people that are worshiping him? And what makes every, you know, she's not a believer. She almost pretty close to atheism, you know, thinking that all the stories are fairy tales and everything, but she want to believe. She's had some tragedy in her life, and she just don't think anything is real. And I just don't know how to answer that. I mean, that's just such a hard question to answer.
Well, it is a hard question, Greg, and that's certainly been the question of the ages. You know, if God is real, why is there suffering? Why is there pain? Why do we see all the things that we see in the world? Well, God has a plan, and that plan is being carried out in Christ through his death, his burial, his resurrection. And that's a plan that gives us hope in the midst of this world in which we live in today. We know that what happens in this world is not going to be there forever, that there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. There's going to be this realm of peace, this kingdom of God, and all that's in the future. And we get to taste a little bit of that here and now through faith in Jesus Christ. But we still, just as Jesus went through suffering, we are going to suffer as well as children of God. That's just kind of the way it is in this world. But when those things happen to us, where is God? He's right there with us. When we come to faith in Jesus, Jesus comes to live inside of us through his Spirit. So we never journey alone. We're never isolated. We're always in union, always connected to Jesus. And the pain and the tragedy that we go through, he is there with us and walks through that every step of the way. And that's the very thing that can give us hope, that can give us a sense of certainty, a sense of assurance that his love never varies. It never wavers, that regardless of what's going on, that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So for the Christian, God is there. For somebody that is not a believer, sometimes God uses that pain, that tragedy, to draw them unto himself. God is not far. He's there. He's near. And his love can be the very power that changes them from the inside out and allows them to look at things a lot differently. So, Greg, let me do this.
I kind of said a little of that.
Yeah.
But I'm not as eloquent as you did.
Well, let me do this, Greg. Let me. We're about out of time. Let me put you on hold, okay. And I'll send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And I think that will help a lot for you and in communicating, okay? You hang on.
Okay.
All right. Glad to hear from you again, my friend.
Yeah. Glad you reconnected.
Yeah. Before you take over, I want to encourage all of our listeners, go out and vote. It's important. It's a privilege that we have in this country. It's a privilege that we shouldn't take for granted. Go out and vote. And remember that whoever is the candidate that wins, God is in control. We can trust that. Just pray for the opportunity to continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That's an overlooked issue. It's something that we need to bring to the forefront. We want a country that allows us the freedom to speak Jesus into this culture.
Without question, Bob. Well said, and thank you so much. You know, friends, it's a sad thing to read the statistic that says 22 U.S. veterans commit suicide every day. And at Basic Gospel, it's our purpose to reach out to those who have lost hope and share the life-transforming truth of God's Word. We think many of you feel that same way, our listeners and friends, and I know that you'd like to help as well. And we put together a packet of hope, that's what we're calling it, a packet of hope, with materials to help encourage vets to embrace the love and grace of God. And for just $22, you can give the gift of hope. Simply visit basicgospel.net/vet to provide a packet for a vet that you might know, maybe a family member or someone you know in the community, someone you work with. That's again, basicgospel.net/vet. And if you are a vet, listen to this, use that same link and just click I'm a Veteran to request your free packet. Again, that's basicgospel.net/vet. Honor, respect, dignity. It's what our veterans deserve. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.